An escape plan? You heard someone talking about escaping?
I mean, maybe. I guess. What were we talking about again?
What? You getting cold feet all of a sudden? Snitch. Snitch. You always were a blabbermouth. It's even in your name.
Yeah, that's true.
Ever since you were a little weasel kit, you had the strangest compulsion to talk about everything you saw. When you saw your sister steal money from your mother's purse, what did you do?
I told.
And when the bully at school took away your lunch money and stuffed you in the locker, what did you do?
I told.
And when you caught your father sleeping with that mink from out of town, what did you do?
I told.
And when your mother shot the cheater in the head, what did you do then?
Oh, I told.
And when you robbed that bank and got away with millions, what did you do, snitch?
I told.
That's right. You always tell. And if you heard something someone's been saying, maybe next to your cell, well, I know you want to tell me what they said. You cannot resist it. If you could, you wouldn't even be in prison at all. But here you are.
Well... Ah! It's those no-good-doers, Russell and Terrence. Oh, they were talking about escaping. I don't think they have a plan yet, but they'll come up with one if you let them.
They're probably just bored, Hawk. I know I am.
Bored? These aren't fat, soft cats like you, Tennyson. These are hardened criminals. They live their lives for no other purpose than to find new and creative ways to humiliate me.
Half the inmates here don't even know your name.
I want you to watch them, snitch. Follow them. Listen to everything they say. If you find out what their plan is, you tell me immediately. Now get back to your cell.
Yes, sir, Mr. Eagle, sir.
Fuck you, Tennyson.
I know you probably don't like me very much anymore, but I still can't help but tell you how I really feel. I still love you. I was wrong, but I can never take back what I did. P.S. I am sorry that this letter was written in crayon. They won't let me have a pen. Love, Terrence.
Well, isn't that just the sweetest thing that ever was?
What's wrong with it?
Nothing's wrong with it. You're just so cute when you read them out loud while you write. You do it all the time.
It makes me feel like I'm talking to her again. It feels good.
Has she ever responded to your letters?
No, not yet.
She's probably waiting for you to stop being such a fucking pussy. I'm surprised you even had the guts to do what you did.
Me too. I don't even understand it.
Selected inmates, prepare for recess in the courtyard.
Well.
Any other ideas on the plan?
Oh, fuck. Oh, so they're talking about it again.
Yeah. But I'm not sure how much I can tell you right now.
Come on, we can trust these guys. Hey, we can trust you, right?
Yeah. I'll never tell. Oh, you can trust me completely. I won't even tell myself. I'll be like, hey, did you hear about the plan? And I'll answer back, what plan? I never heard no fucking plan. If you ask me again, I'll fucking stab you. Of course, stabbing myself probably hurts, so I should maybe not do that.
Well, at least he's eager.
I know a guy that can get us out.
Who do you know?
There's a beaver named Larry that carries the laundry in and out every week. I used to know him. We were pretty good friends. He also owes me a favor.
Larry, huh? Yeah. Larry the beaver. Sorry.
A laundry escape? Isn't that kind of cliche?
Do you want a plan that works or not? We'll never get out of here if we think fancy, you bitch.
No problem, Russell. I was just saying. It's a great idea. But how will we get him to help us?
I'm working on that part.
I gotta tell.
Hey, get back here.
My tail!
You better not be planning on telling anyone, you Weasley bitch.
I wasn't gonna tell. Honest. I'm good for that. I'll just take your foot off my tail. Ow!
Say please.
Please?
Now, louder and with more feeling.
Please let me go.
Nah.
Terrence!
Oh, you mean me?
Is there some other pussy-ass mouse named Terrence around here?
Maybe. I'd be more than happy to go look for one, Brutus.
Come here.
Aren't you the rat that shoved his hand down a guy's throat and pulled out his stomach and then fed it back to him?
Maybe. You want to find out?
Not really.
You see this big, fat, smelly rat cock?
Yes?
Then get to work.
Yes, sir.
Oh, for crying out loud, Robert. Look at that.
Look at what, Carl? I don't see anything.
Over in the corner. Look. Just look.
I still don't see... Oh. Yuck.
Don't they know that it's against the rules to do that in prison?
Yeah, it's just wrong. It's just... so wrong.
You're staring at them.
What? No, I wasn't!
Yes, you were. I saw you.
Well, I can't help it. It's like a bad train wreck. It's horrible, but you just can't help but look at it.
Hey, look. We need to stop them. They're breaking the rules.
Okay, well, I guess you're just gonna have to go down there and pull them apart.
Yeah, I guess. Wait, what? I'm not going down there. You're the wolf. Wolves are, you know, like you are, and more suited for this kind of dirty work.
Hey! Said the pig!
Okay, never mind. One way or another, we need to pull them apart and stop them from... doing... that. I say we go down there together and slap some cuffs on them.
Are you crazy? I heard that big fat rat was fucking mean. I heard he bent one guy backwards, shoved the guy's head into his own ass, pulled it out of his mouth, and then he did it again.
Come on, Rob. No one can do that.
Well, I just don't want to touch him.
Oh my god, fine. I'll just try and get them to stop verbally.
Now there's a good idea.
Attention inmates in the northwest corner. Listen very carefully. Stop it!
How was that?
Stop it? That's all you came up with?
You mean that wasn't good enough?
You know what? Never mind. It looks like they're finished anyways.
Damn. Well, I guess we should just chalk this up to incompetence and hope they don't fire us.
Yep. Pretty much.